mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 12th day of October 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, former Army Intelligence, made a lot of powerful predictions, run one of the biggest financial newsletters in the country for decades, will be joining us to talk about oil going over $54 a barrel. That's now over an 84% increase in prices just in the last year. And it is a giant scam being run by the oil companies. There's plenty of oil. It isn't caused by the hurricanes or lack of refineries. They found more oil than they know what to do with all over the globe. But it is all run by a giant cartel. Even those that aren't part of OPEC are still within the cartel's control because they want to sell oil at jacked up prices as well. So this is the all-out raping that's going on, and it's only going to get worse, my friends. We'll talk about that and the economy in general with an individual who 2 years ago on this broadcast said that in the next few years he thought oil would hit $60 a barrel, and that was back when it was $30 a barrel, folks. So we'll be, or less than $30 a barrel, we'll be covering that coming up here in about 30 minutes. Then in the middle of the next hour, Larry Pratt, who did an expert analysis a couple years ago of the Patriot Act II, has now done an expert analysis with his lawyers of the new Super Patriot Act that has the national ID card in it. You'll have to have the ID card to have a job, the Total Information Awareness Network's in it. Gun control, you name it, it's all in there. And Larry Pratt, a real conservative, not one of these phony neocon conservatives telling you how great the Patriot Act is, will be joining us in about an hour and 27 minutes. In the meantime, of course, we are going to have wide open telephones. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. My websites, of course, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's some of the news that is coming up. Spies lap up info from torture. British spies lap up information gathered through torture, just right out in the open. Oil jumps again over $54 on winter fuel worries. Funny, the winter was always when prices went down. Oh, now it's going to go up because of that. Also, some interesting listener emails I'm going to read. Rights group list Al-Qaeda suspects in secret CIA custody that have disappeared out of camps around the world. Nuclear bomb equipment lost in Iraq. 7 U.S. groups ask U.N. for vote observations. Let's call in Beelzebub to oversee Satan. He'll keep the devil in line. One grid to rule them all. One grid to find them. One grid to bind them and in the darkness enslave them. This is out of The Economist, Science and Technology. Headline, one grid to rule them all. I call it the control grid. And, oh, they're now calling it the cashless society control grid here in the article. And they go into how everything you do will be absolutely tracked. Down to your heartbeat for your safety. The scanners will be scanning you as you walk. It's all part of the new freedom. The blimps will look through your walls. Every product you have will have a chip in it. Moscow children to wear dog tags under new freedoms. Annan to use Irish trip to push plan for hit squads. That's the Irish Times. UN hit squads. National polls split on who's going to win the election. U.S. spies to spy on chat rooms. Just, folks, there's so much. It's all coming up. You do not want to miss this powerful broadcast. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're 8 minutes and 20 seconds into this first hour in the second segment here. You can hear this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., that's Central Standard Time. And then, of course, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We don't just go out on a growing number of brave and wonderful AM and FM affiliates dotted across the country. We also simulcast on the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And now the revamped, redesigned InfoWars.net. You can also listen to us on Global Shortwave during the day at 9475, and from 9 to midnight, of course, at 3210. All right, before I plunge deeply into the news, again, we got Bob Chapman, international forecaster, coming up in about 23 minutes. Then we've got coming on to talk about the new Super Patriot Act, Larry Pratt with his expert analysis of this new nightmare legislation. With the national ID card and the rest of it, it's already passed the House and Senate committees, and we could have a full vote on this bad boy this week, my friends, and it makes the first Patriot Act look tame. People freaked out over that, and rightfully so. Now, this new one is unbelievable. We'll be detailing it and dissecting it, chronicling it, tracking it, looking at it underneath a microscope with the subsections by subsections in the next hour. And, of course, with Bob Chapman, one of the central things we'll talk about is oil hitting $54 und barrel. But first off, I want to read this email, because I get emails like this every couple days. I get hundreds of nice emails and informed emails and emails asking questions and emails, people wanting to know things, and we try to answer them all if we can sift through all the spam we get. You know, they might have 20 spams for every good email we get. That's why the inbox will have a couple thousand in it every day. But so I'm sorry that I don't respond to all your emails. I do try to read them all, I or my staff. This is pretty much indicative of those that disagree with me. They don't disagree with the New World Order system that we're exposing. You know, they don't disagree that that's going on and happening, but somehow they're angry at me because when they're out trying to warn people, they get ridiculed. And so it's my fault that they're being ridiculed by people that want to defend the Titanic as it's going beneath the waves. So I'm not mad at this emailer. We'll just call him Larry. It says, Alex, me, like most people that listen to you, believe every word you say because it's supposedly documented. Well, number one, sir, you should not believe every word I say. In fact, I get dates wrong sometimes. I mispronounce names. Occasionally, I am wrong about things, and I'll come on the air and say it. So, no, if you've been listening to the broadcast for 4 years, as you say, then you would know that I say trust but verify, as President formerly said, once said, and then I want you to check out the information for yourself so you know it's true. So, no, don't just believe me. So let's start back over again. Alex, me, like most people that listen to you, believe every word you say because it's supposedly documented. Well, my friend, I've been listening to you spouting off about how Bin Laden has been on ice for months. Then every time I turn around, you have a new story on your side about him. Well, listen. I sent a lot of people to your site, and now it's coming back to bite me in the you-know-what. Does he know what he's talking about, or doesn't he? Now I guess he's talking to whoever he thinks is reading this. This is what I'm getting all the time now. Why don't you get your story straight and stick to it? I'm sure I'm not the only one that you're making look stupid. Thanks for your listener. Now, sir, if you went to InfoWars.com or PresidentPlanet.com 2.5 years ago when I posted a story that Paul Watson wrote out of my comments on the air, you would see the first line says, we don't know if this is disinformation. We don't know if this is true. We don't know if this is going to happen. All we know is that Alex Jones, because Paul Watson was writing the article, not talking about myself like Bob Dole, and Alex Jones, let me tell you, he's a good guy. No, I'm talking about Paul Watson writing the article, so it's in the second person. Alex Jones was at a media event, let's just say, a party, and a government official was drunk and spouted off about, well, Alex, you know, Bin Laden died of kidney failure, and we've got him on ice, so we're going to roll him out right before the election. And so I went on air, and the person made me swear that I wouldn't tell anybody before I, you know, before they told me this. That's why I never revealed who said this. And so I went on air, and I said, this could be disinformation. They could have fed this person disinformation, or they could have been feeding me disinformation. But this is what I was told by someone at high levels of the administration. By that, high levels, but in the lower echelon of the highest levels. We'll just put it that way. And a big campaign contributor to Lord Bush as well in the first campaign. And then we interviewed CFR members on this broadcast who came out and said, oh yeah, he died of kidney failure, he's on ice. Then years later, Madeleine Albright tells Fox News, yeah, he's dead on ice, They're going to bring him out right before the election. Then Senator Grassley, a Republican, says it. Then members of Congress, others say it. Then John Forbes Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, comes out and says it a few weeks ago. And so I don't know if in the next 3 weeks they're going to roll out Bin Laden, dead or alive, or claim they found a toenail, as Greg Palast from the BBC said yesterday, and, oh, we think we killed him. I don't know what's going to happen. I, from day one, said, I was told this, this is before anybody was saying this. You know, any of these government officials, Republican and Democrat, I've said, I was told this, this could be disinfo, let's see what happens. And then we said later, about a year ago, well, because we've been reporting on this, this could make them change their script. And then all these big wigs, all these big guns, all these poobahs, grand poobahs, came out and said what I was saying, what I'd heard from an administration official. Obviously, that's where these rumors come from, because of these big mouths that like to brag in the Bush administration. I wasn't the only one hearing this. So that's what's going on here. And so then you run out there and tell people Alex Jones says they're going to roll him out before the election, which I've never said. I've said they may. I've been told this. We know he works for CIA. We know he was near death in July of 2001 when he met with the CIA section chief for 10 days in Dubai at the American Hospital. I mean, that's even been on America's Most Wanted of all places. I mean, it's been in the Associated Press, Le Figaro, Washington Times. So all we did was say, hey, we're getting this info. And then a full year and, I don't know, 9-10 months later, started to come out 6-8 months ago, different public officials on both sides of the aisle saying what I had said I'd heard from an administration official. And so, yes, we post articles where they claim Bin Laden's sneaking around in Tora Bora and Bin Laden's going to kill us any minute and, you know, Al-Qaeda's going to kill us any minute. I mean, there have been cases where they claim they catch his number two man and kill him and bomb him and capture him, and the next week he's back bombing us and back releasing tapes again, and the media never retracts whether he's dead or alive, never says, well, they didn't kill him, he's still alive. It's, we killed him this week, we didn't kill him that week. Well, he's going to attack us this week. Well, he's on a new videotape this week. It's like Saddam's sons. They killed him, you know, they killed them three times. They killed Chemical Ali three times. Now they say he's back out at large. They never retract. They just have new announcements because they know the average America doesn't even know how many continents there are or can't find Iraq on a map. And so, you know, won't matter if they just change the names around. So I don't know what the truth is, and I've said that since day one. But I get your little email saying, you know, people are laughing at you. Well, you know, I've told you the world is round. And you can investigate that if you want. And if somebody laughs at you and goes, ah, Larry thinks the world is round, and you come back to me and go, Alex, they're laughing at me because of you. You said the world was round. I told them that, and they laughed at me. Now, if they create some little phony debate about, oh, the conspiracy theorists said they were going to capture Bin Laden, but he was never captured. Boy, that really discredits people. I'm not discredited. All I ever said was I was told this by an administration official, and then a bunch of other people said it, and then I stated this may stop them from doing that. I predict what Palace said. I mean, I will say with the probability, the greatest probability is, and I don't like to speculate, is that they'll claim that they found a toenail or, you know, a finger or something, as Greg Palast said yesterday, maybe even after the election. I don't know. But everybody I've talked to says, yeah, they've got Bin Laden, they're going to stage it. That's now what everybody believes. And so the globalists may not do it now because we preemptively expose them. I don't know. Now, shifting gears away from that, what I do know is that they're torturing people, that surveillance blimps are looking through our walls, that oil prices are at $54 a barrel, and that we're losing our freedoms, and they've got a new Super Patriot Act introduced, and the borders are wide open. So if you'd like to talk about those serious issues, we will. We'll be right back, my friends. Please stay with us. We'll be back on the other side.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I am a long-winded creature, am I not? I just spent like 12 minutes talking about the stage capture of Bin Laden. And during the break, I thought, I mean, some of our headlines were provocative. Stage capture of Bin Laden imminent and stuff like that. So I could actually see where the emailer got some confusion. But if you read into the articles, we said we've been given this information. We don't know if it's real. By exposing this, this could stop the stage capture of Bin Laden. And I think our credibility increased massively by the fact that all these big government officials then repeated what I had first reported. And frankly, I'm tired of reporting stuff first. I mean, I could care less about being the first person or the only person to be reporting what the New World Order is up to months or in some cases years before the mainstream media or even the so-called alternative media is forced to get around to it. You know, it was hard to get on the air on September 11th and say the government had carried out the attacks. That was tough to do. It was tough to do it months before 9/11. It's tough to come up here first and say the government was running drills on 9/11 of flying hijacked jets into buildings 2.5 years ago. Months and months before it finally came out in the mainstream news. But I'm happy to do that. I live my life studying this. This is what I do. All right, let's get into some more news, and then we'll get to your calls once our guest is on with us. For those that are holding, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. This is out of the London Mirror. Spies lap up info from torture. British spies lap up information gathered through torture, hurting Britain's ability to fight for human rights, the ambassador to Uzbekistan has said in a leaked memo obtained by Reuters. And that's exactly what I've talked about. When Rumsfeld gets up and says torture's good, and when our government promotes torture and brags about it, and when the law enforcement publications say it's the new virtue, then when China and Russia and everybody else torture people, they say, hey, shut up. You do the same thing in your country. In the memo, Ambassador Craig Murray complained to supervisors in London that British officials were selling their souls for dross, accepting bogus confessions tortured out of detainees designed to trick Washington and London into supporting Uzbekistan's harsh policies and giving it military aid. Well, that's the point. Number one, you can't trust a government that tortures, whether it's Hitler's government or Saddam's government or Pol Pot's government or Fidel Castro's government, and you can't trust a confession that comes from torture. We've received intelligence obtained under torture from Uzbek security services via the U.S. We should stop, Murray wrote. This is morally, legally, and practically wrong. The practice fatally undermines our moral standing. It obliterates my efforts to get the Uzbek government to stop torture. They are fully aware of our intelligence community laps up the results and then gives them more funds. So these intelligence chiefs in Uzbekistan making all these oil deals, multi-billion dollar oil deals, they want some more tanks and helicopters and more funds to put in their own bank accounts. They just torture somebody into saying they're Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda was flown out of Afghanistan months into the fake war, really weeks into the fake war, by U.S. aircraft. That's admitted. The CIA says it was an accident. We loaded them on and C-130s and flew them out to safety, and it's an accident we don't go after them now in Pakistan, and it's an accident that we used them to attack the Serbs in the late 90s, and it's an accident that we've used them all along for dirty work, and it's an accident, it's an accident, it's an accident. So that's the type of freedom that we're out there spreading. Here's another one. Rights group list Al-Qaeda suspects in secret CIA custody. AFP, Human Rights Watch, listed the same and the names of 11 senior Al-Qaeda suspects it said were held by the CIA in secret locations overseas where some had reportedly been tortured. Well, the CIA 2.5 years ago in the Washington Post bragged the CIA section chief how they, quote, took them to third-party countries for torture. And they listed Egypt and Jordan. And it said that our agents oversaw the torture and that they would also, quote, threaten their families, not just torture them. The suspects were detained with no notification of their families, no Red Cross access, and in some cases no acknowledgement that they are even being held, the New York-based watchdog said in a 46-page report. Disappearances were a trademark abuse of Latin American military dictatorships in their dirty war on alleged subversion, said Human Rights Watch Special Counsel Reed Brody. Well, here's the point, folks. It's the Arabs today, everybody tomorrow. They're just setting the precedent. They'd love to do it here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Bob Chapman, international forecaster, our economic financial expert, will be joining us here just in a few minutes. And for all the callers, John, Mark, and many others, your calls are coming up early in this first hour as well, or early in this segment. I want to go to you quickly. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Before we go to Bob Chapman, it is not posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, secure online shopping carts, yet. It's being posted right now in the next hour. This new special will be there and will be at the toll-free 1-800 number. If you want this particular video, all the other films are excellent as well. American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. And again, BBC reporter Rick Pallas said by filmmaking, Alex Jones is a national treasure, a light breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall of the U.S. media establishment. American Dictators is a 90-plus minute expose chronicling the degeneration of America's political process. I rip away layer after layer of the false left-right paradigm and finally reveal the 2004 election for what it is, a stage-managed theater that would make Shakespeare proud. American Dictators details that Bush and Kerry are closely related on both sides of their families, that Bush the skull and Kerry the bone have been sworn an oath to a secret society with deep connections to organized crime, intelligence agencies, and the occult. That the Order of Death, known as Skull and Bones, has its members at the highest levels of every sector of the U.S. economy, from banking to government. I traveled back to the elite encampment in Northern California, the Bohemian Grove, where I first infiltrated and got the only video footage of the bizarre rituals conducted by the Bushes and others. American Dictators shows that while Bush and Kerry spout different rhetoric, their actions are almost identical. The film also takes a revealing look at Ralph Nader, the dark horse would-be political spoiler of 04. I take you to the front lines of the fight against the expanding police state, the new Super Patriot Act, the National ID card, as well as some of the newest and most shocking revelations surrounding the September 11th cover-up. American Dictators is a must-see for anyone who wants to know the truth concerning how the global elite has hijacked both parties and is giving the American people a false choice. By exposing this rigged game, where the global mob owns all the horses, American Dictators is able to unlock minds so then freedom-loving individuals can decipher the mainstream media propaganda for what it is, a military-industrial complex operation. Long after the election of 04 is over, American Dictators will be just as pertinent to current events as when we first released it, because it exposes the fraudulent system itself, a system that continues to repeat the same tricks over and over again. American Dictators exposes the scam. Now, folks, we've got a special. The new DVD has about 20 minutes of new footage. It's 1995, so it's about an hour, almost 2 hours long. It's about 115 minutes long. One DVD is $19.95. Two DVDs is $25.95. You save $14. Three DVDs is $31.95. You save $28. Four DVDs are $37.95. You save $42. Five DVDs are $43.95. You save $56. I just want to get this out to people. So you're getting these, after you buy one DVD, you're getting the next DVD for $5.95 and each additional DVD for $5.95. So get a five-pack of these for only $43.95, a four-pack for $37.95, a three-pack for $31.95, or get two DVDs for $25.95, because it's so important to get this out to everybody. The VHS specials are just a little bit more, as VHS costs more to mass produce. Please, in the next hour or so, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com as we post this new special and order it via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or go ahead and write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or call toll-free to get any of my films or the other films I carry by other great researchers. There's big discounts on those as well, so be sure and ask about those discounts by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I don't normally spend that much time plugging the films, but that's the biggest special, biggest sale we've ever offered. And so I want to thank Bob Chapman and all the callers for holding while I went through that. But information is power, and we've got to get it out to people. Speaking of powerful information, he was with Army Intelligence in his youth, and of course is a degreed economist and financial expert. His predictions are legendary. That's why we have Bob Chapman on this broadcast routinely. I remember 2 years ago, he predicted that within the next 2 years, we would see oil prices at $60 a barrel. That was back when they were $25 a barrel, $30 a barrel. We are now seeing it at $54 a barrel today, no end in sight. He predicted when I first interviewed him 3 years ago that gold would go up around $100. It has done that and more. And so joining us is Bob Chapman. Bob, good to have you on with us.
Well, thank you for having me again. I always enjoy your program. and the great public service that you provide to people by informing them about what is really going on.
Well, thank you, Bob, and I appreciate what you're doing as well. I wish there were more people that studied this like we do and see the big picture. What in the New World Order is going on with $54 a barrel crude? Looks like it may go over, they're saying, 56 today. I don't know. There's still 4 or 5 hours left at the mercantile.
Well, first of all, it backed off to slightly below $54 a barrel here in the last 15 or 20 minutes. And I could see the hand of the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve in the market early today around 4 a.m. our time in the United States. They began to bang gold, and they were trying to hold up the Dow futures, the different indexes in Europe. And when the market opened in the United States, they leveled gold. They knocked it down to 415, down 830 on the day. And they also have been shoring up the bond market. It's a day of total manipulation by the Federal Reserve and by the plunge protection team, of which the Fed is part of, that goes into the stock market and manipulates it. The market is off around 35 points right now. It was off 70 earlier in the day, and I'm sure before the day is over they'll have it back to even. And that's what goes on each and every day in our markets. Now, as far as oil is concerned, we have a number of situations. We've got Yukos in Russia, which is being challenged by the government. They owe $7 billion in fines and taxes, and I am sure that their assets will be auctioned off, of which the Russian government will take a good piece of them. We have a strike in Nigeria for 4 days. There's tribal war going on. The faction outside the government wants to take over the oil production, and of course Royal Dutch Shell doesn't want them to do that. And we have a 17% loss in production of oil out of the Gulf. Most people don't know it, and this has not been publicized, but that Hurricane Ivan produced some 90-foot waves in the Gulf, and the equipment there was not prepared for that. And I am certainly glad I wasn't there. And so consequently, besides the daily terrorist attacks in Iraq on pipelines, the stability of production of oil flowing to the United States is questionable, and to other places as well. And so I believe that we'll continue to see higher prices. We'll probably hit 60.
But Bob,
I think we could go higher.
May hit 60, could go higher. Now, long before all of these terror attacks and long before hurricanes, you were saying oil prices were going to explode. Other analysts with good track records of predictions were saying the same thing. The oil companies like to use these excuses that obviously do boost prices some, but why have we seen the last year now an 84% rise in the price of a barrel of sweet crude oil or light crude oil? Why are we seeing this? And at the same time, oil companies are all registering record profits. So do you agree that you know, some of this is not caused by natural causes, but is being that they're kind of piggybacking on this as a pretext to have massive profit taking?
Yes, and the current production is 82 million barrels a day, which just about meets the demand out there, and they've had to go the entire limit. In fact, Saudi Arabia is producing more oil than they have before, and most of it is heavy oil, which is very difficult and expensive to refine, and there's very few refineries in the world that can refine it. And so we've gotten to that state of affairs. The underlying reason is the increased consumption of China and India and all of those other things that I just mentioned, which are more timely in the last month or so.
So China and India. So China and India have really are being industrialized now. They're becoming the new, the fourth wave countries, as they call them. And all of this feeding into the mix. How is this going to affect the economy, Bob?
Well, I think in the long run that the price of oil will go down because I'm looking for a recession and a depression. In the short run, we're going to see higher prices. and that'll be anywhere between $60 and $100 a barrel, and to be very conservative, $60 to $72 a barrel. And you could see this coming if you were watching, and it's now unfolding, and there's some complications which have made oil perhaps prematurely stronger than it would have been otherwise. And fortunately for the United States, the main source of oil is Canada, and that was part of the agreement that was made in 1993 through NAFTA.
Well, why don't we go into Alaska? I mean, why don't they develop all these giant fields in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan? I mean, they're finding new giant reserves all the time. They found huge fields all over Alaska, but George Bush has control of what he calls the triumvirate, the House, the Senate. So he has the legislative, he has the judicial, he has the executive. Why won't Bush open up those oil fields in Alaska?
Well, I refer back to your comment on the oil companies are loaded with money, more money than they've ever had before, but they do not want to go 1,500 feet under the ocean floor, or they don't want to go through permafrost if they can help it. And that's why, for one of three major reasons, we went into Iraq and Afghanistan. There is a huge reserve, one of the largest in the world, under Iraq, and that's the low-lying fruit, so to speak. It's easy to get out. It's cheap. And that's why they went after it. In Afghanistan, primarily they were after the drug trade. And encompassing the whole thing, this geopolitically outflanks both Russia and China. And I wrote about this in 1992-93, but unfortunately nobody was listening except the elitists in Washington who were planning these things.
Yeah, and then later Brzezinski and the PNAC boys parroted the same information, and of course we could say they were reading what you had to say, the biggest newsletter, financial newsletter in the country at that time, but I would also say they just have good analysts as well and looked at the geopolitical landscape and came to the same analysis as you, Bob.
Well, I think the bottom line is they want to get the cheap oil, and they want to be in a position to control the Middle East, and this is what they've done. The United States and Great Britain are not going to leave Iraq as long as there's oil in the ground.
Now, to be clear, when you said
better get ready for it.
Now, to be clear, when you said that they went into Afghanistan for the drug trade, you don't mean to stop the flow of opium, do you?
No, to increase it, and it'll be up 6% this year. And the governments of Europe are jumping up and down because the supply line of opium, which is heroin, is flooding Europe at cheap prices, and that creates massive social problems, etc. But when the Taliban was there, they almost wiped out the production of opium, and now it's up ninefold under the guidance of the United States government.
Well, yeah, the first year it doubled, then it doubled again. Now they're saying it's more than doubled. I mean, we're just being flooded with opium, which, of course,
70% of the world supply.
That's right. And it was only like, what, 8%, they said, when the Taliban fell, and then now it's the vast majority of the world opium supply. And that's all unaccountable rivers of cash the globalists can use here in our society. Bob, when we get back, I want to take a few calls that have been holding for a while, but then I want to get into some other issues and talk about what you see unfolding with the police state. I'm sure you know they've introduced the new Super Patriot Act with a national ID card, with a Total Information Awareness Network, with all of this stuff rolled into it. What's your comments on that?
Go reread 1984. It's here.
It's painful to see this country being dismantled.
Well, I believe that what's going to happen with the national ID card, which would be the driver's license to federal specification, is that people like you and I won't get one. And that means we won't be able to function. And then they'll find an excuse to pick us up and put us in internment camps. And then after that, of course, we'll disappear.
And by the way, everything you just said is in the Associated Press today, the disappearances, that you won't be getting one of these if you have bad credit or any type of record in your past, even bad credit. I don't think they're going to get away with this, though, Bob. I'm seeing a huge awakening taking place.
Well, I sure hope you're right. It's so fascist. It's so easy to see, so easy to understand. Yet the American public, they're afraid to speak out. They don't know what to do. And that's why programs like this are so important, because it gives them the information, which is knowledge, and it gives them the gumption to go after their congressmen and say, stop this. I mean, we don't want this. I saw the Senate vote yesterday on $137 billion giveaway to the corporate interests in the United States to increase outsourcing, is what it is, and keep their profits offshore so they don't have to pay taxes on them. And it got very little mileage, and only 17 senators voted against it. So they get virtually everybody in their pocket.
They do. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We'll be back with your calls with Bob Chapman.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Other issues we're going to talk about 30 minutes into the next hour with Bob Chapman. Then the bottom of the next hour, we got Larry Pratt coming on detailing the new Super Patriot Act and the analysis that he and Gun Owners of America have written up with their lawyers, subsection by subsection. So that's coming up as well. I do want to let you know that that's their plan. I saw Ridge 2 years ago on C-SPAN say you'll have a national ID card for the driver's license. To have a job, you'll have to have government-approved background, any job, and this is the new system. and then they'll put more and more restrictions on it. And then they'll set the precedent to secretly arrest people. And I've got a bunch of different headlines about that today, all the disappeared people. But here's the bottom line. They are not going to get away with it. Already 400 cities, 4 states have thrown out the Patriot Act. People are speaking out against it. Folks have woken up to what's happening, and they're not going to get away with it. We have to be vocal. We have to have our own media. We have to say no to this. This is America, not communist China, not fascist Germany. Bob Chapman, do you agree with those statements?
I do, and I think they should express their disfavor by voting against anyone who presently is in office who has voted for such things in the past, and anybody who is running for office who espouses that. Now, fortunately, there are some people who are in Congress that, you know, their constituents can vote for. But the ones that you can't, because they voted for this and massive illegal immigration and things like that, no matter whether they're in the party that you favor or not, get rid of them.
We've got to punish them. Let's talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, we see the U.S. is making an obvious power play for cheap oil supplies in the Middle East. Won't this eventually cause foreign governments to dump fiat dollars in a retaliatory move? And isn't this all leading to inevitable global war?
Okay, that's a good question. Talking about World War IV, that's what the different globalists call it.
And one other question.
Well, yeah, but let me add this caveat, and then we'll hold you over if need be. Bob, while they're busy grabbing all the oil, they're also devaluing the dollar and saying it's a good thing to devalue the dollar. How do you square that? Why are they doing
they're laying the debt off on everybody else, mostly central banks. But to answer the question, Iraq was a good example of the United States invading a country, taking it over, and nullifying all of the contracts of the other 63 oil companies had already made with Saddam Hussein. And that, of course, was that invasion happened just before Saddam Hussein was going to make a deal with the UN to end sanctions. So this very well could lead to a world war. And, of course, the denomination of oil in dollars is being challenged in a small way every day. They just had the ASEAN conference, which is the Asian European conference, over in Asia, and the working group task force said the most important thing to come out of the meeting was that they should cut down their dollar reserves throughout Asia and act as a group unilaterally and purchase more euros and gold and Swiss francs. And so there are groups and nations individually who are starting to move away from the dollar. And of course,
now, I
want to
be...
happens,
Bob, let me just add this because we're about to break. The people that own America, though, also are those owning Europe, and that's why Bush and others are transferring all the jobs overseas. This is a slow, incremental shutdown of the U.S. by our European owners. Do you agree with that?
I think it's a myriad of owners. In this case, mostly U.S., and most of those jobs are leaving the United States and Europe. And they are going to the third world. And they are being reemployed by multinational European and American corporations.
Okay, I want to elaborate on that, and I want to get the second question from Mark. So, Mark, stay there, okay? We'll be back with the second hour with Bob Chapman, then Larry Pratt. We'll be right back. Stay with us.